1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The day that millions of sky gazers have waited for has finally arrived. From Texas to Maine, the moon will completely block out the sun later today. ABC's Jim Ryan is in the solar eclipse path of totality.
Traffic information signs around the state are warning motorists not to stop on the highway to watch the eclipse. Alyssa Sloan and Roger Penton will be nowhere near their car, instead getting married in East Texas with the eclipse as their backdrop.
I think it'll just be fun that we can all, for all of us to experience it together, this will be something we'll speak about for years to come.
The big question, will the clouds stay away long enough to give a clear view of the moon-darkened sun? Jim Ryan, ABC News, Hillsborough, Texas.
6 months after the Hamas attack, Israeli troops are now leaving the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. Salvage crews have begun removing containers from the deck of the cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. And South Carolina winning the women's NCAA basketball tournament. Tonight, it's the men, UConn and Purdue. This is ABC News. The UN's nuclear watchdog warning that fresh attacks on Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant are putting it at risk of a nuclear accident. And when it comes to the war, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee says members of his own party are spreading fake news.
Some of his Republican colleagues
still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO,
when it's really
an authoritarian versus democracy battle.
Says Congressman Mike Turner, Ohio Republican.
We need to stand up for democracy. We need to make certain that we know that authoritarian regimes never stop when they start an aggression.
Turner on CNN's State of the Union. The Senate's passed a Ukraine military aid bill, but the House has not acted. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Mexico's National Palace, now officially home to a gang of cats. 19 of them have been living there, wandering the grounds and sometimes walking into Mexican government meetings. Now Mexico's president has declared them living fixed assets of the palace, meaning the government has to feed and care for them. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It could save a life or more. Do you know if the smoke alarm in your home works? Here's Rebecca Rockhill with the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross.
What I want to make sure people remember is fires take 7 lives every day, and that could be cut in half if we just get those working smoke alarms in there.
A Sound the Alarm event on April 13th includes free smoke detector installation, education, and support with your family's emergency plan.
What you're talking about is a plan. It's the most important point. You hope you never need, but if you do, that plan will save your life.
Learn more at redcross.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
The deadline to apply for the grants is May 26th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose at home again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks went into halftime with an 11-point lead and still lost to the Knicks 122-109. The Bucks have now lost 4 in a row. Is it a lack of effort? Damian Lillard.
If you let teams start to believe and feel good about themselves, runs happen. You know, I think that's kind of been the story of these last, you know, 4 or 5, 6 games. Sometimes it gets worse before it gets better.
The Bucks host the number one seed Celtics tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers bashed the Mariners 12-4 to win the series. A home run for Willy Adames, 2 home runs for William Contreras. So what did they ask the jokester, Pat Murphy, after the game?
You know, Adam McKelvey in the third row.
With all those close games to start the year, how nice is it to happen where you score early and maybe everybody can just breathe a little?
That's a really shitty question.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, a few off and on showers, otherwise mostly cloudy. 42 tomorrow, a sprinkle or two in the morning. Clearing in the afternoon, 59 by Wednesday, partly cloudy, with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Madison comedian Johnny Beaner. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yep.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a Monday morning, 45 degrees in Green Bay, 45 in Appleton, 44 in Oshkosh. Looks like some nice spring weather coming
up this
week.
This,
I mean, some rain, but that's fine.
No, this is going to be a good week.
We can
it's
use it.
62, I think, today or tomorrow. Can
okay.
You believe that? 62?
I'll take it. I'll
like,
take
that
it.
Is...
If, workout weather, baby. Workout weather.
Right, right.
I'm starting now.
Clean the garage out weather.
Starting now.
Yeah.
Starting now. Today is Zoo Lovers Day. Zoo Lovers Day. Okay. Today is also Feng Shui Day. Is that how you pronounce it? Feng Shui?
Feng Shui.
That's how everything's in harmony?
Order, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. John Schneider, 64. What John Schneider?
The one in Dukes of Hazzard.
He's only 64?
64 is what I see. Isn't that weird?
Well, I was in college, and I sure thought he was older than me.
Were you thinking the Seattle guy?
No.
No. Oh, the general manager?
Yeah.
From DePere? No.
Yeah. How old is he?
I don't think so.
64?
I don't think he's that old.
Well, yeah, he's young.
Yeah, he was born in 1960.
John Schneider from Dukes
John
of Hazzard.
John Schneider, yep. Yes, sir. April 8th, 1960.
He would have been literally like 19 when he's
wow.
doing that show.
Wow.
Because I was.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was in junior college when that show came out.
It's a pretty good gig to have, man.
Yes,
I know
19?
At that age. Wow.
Yeah, but what's his net worth now? Google that.
Well, wherever they keep playing that, that's still big.
But I bet his net worth isn't.
I'll bet it's huge.
I bet it's not.
Well, he's also, you know, he did some country music.
Did some
so
singing.
He did that.
Yeah.
what's so funny?
I feel bad.
Tell me.
John Schneider's net worth, $200,000.
Oh, my
God.
No.
That is nothing.
Oh.
Johnny, we've got, oh, my God.
Wow.
So, okay.
Oh, that's too bad.
Those guys in the old days, though, they didn't make the money. They
well, you're thinking
like
residuals they would, though.
I don't think they had good contracts back then.
There's with everything else that he has, not just cash and stuff like that, he might be worth about $4 million. So.
Oh, well, then.
That's not.
Yeah.
That's not. I mean, that's good.
That's very good.
But if he's living the lifestyle in Hollywood, probably not that great.
You can
right?
burn through. Look, you got to have. I don't know.
All
I
those guys used to sing. That. Remember back in those days, if somebody did a TV show or something, they sang. They all thought they could be singers. That happened to a lot of guys. Who is the guy? He was married to Jacqueline Smith, who was just gorgeous back in the day. Remember Jacqueline Smith? Charlie's Angels?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he sing, Don't Give Up On Us, Baby? Don't Make a Wrong.
David Soul.
David Soul.
David
did
Soul.
She date
Starsky
him?
And Hutch. No, he did that. Who was Jacqueline Smith's? I want to say he did that too. Yeah. Remember that?
He did what?
Sang. All these guys tried to sing back then.
Huh.
All of them.
Well, they all sang before they became actors.
Well, maybe that's it. But I mean, they all try to become singers.
Right. They...
Even Travolta, remember Travolta?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it Travolta that did Don't Give Up on His Baby?
No, that was David Soul.
Okay. Travolta had a song kind of, what was it? Gonna let her into my heart. Was that his song, Travolta's? He did one of them on American Bandstand. I never missed American Bandstand.
1976, John Travolta, Let Her In.
There you go.
Man. I mean, he did the stuff with Olivia Newton-John, obviously, from Greece.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can find this.
I don't remember.
How are your grades, Johnny?
Terrible.
Why? Because he was watching so much TV.
What did he ever?
I couldn't concentrate. I could sit in a class and sit there for an hour and walk out and not be able to tell you one thing the teacher said. Not one thing.
That's terrible.
Hey. I used to wear a turtleneck just like him in this video.
Yeah.
Ooh,
gonna let her in. Sounds like Donny Osmond.
Gonna let her in.
At number 25 this week, it's John Travolta. Let her in.
Never going higher than that.
I love it. God, would we be allowed to play as much music as we want? Are we ASCAP friendly?
No, I think we're at 33. What?
What are you talking?
I thought we were limited how long we could play.
We
a
have
song.
To be careful.
Because I want to do a half hour one day.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to do it, you don't have to, Jim, but it'd be fun to have you involved. Do a Casey Kasem type thing. We pick a year.
Yeah.
And we take a year, 1982. We just take a year and we talk about all the stuff you remember from that year and the stuff going on and the songs. I want to do that. I want to do that for half an hour sometime.
That would be fun.
I know.
I'll do a little research on what was happening. But okay. Yeah, you do
pick
the
a year.
You know the music.
But pick stuff that the average person would know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the city council of Cleveland on this. It's unbelievable what they did. They had the Clean Water Act and you got Lake Erie. Yeah.
All right.
You do that. I know you would.
I know you would.
Some of the big songs from 1982. You want to hear some of these?
Yeah.
Key Largo from Bertie Higgins.
Oh, yeah. I like that song.
Flock of Seagulls, I Ran So Far Away.
All right.
Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Big, huge. Big. And I think that was from the movie Flashdance.
Wasn't that from a Rocky?
Yes. It was, but I think, okay, but here's what I'm saying is they danced to that in Flashdance.
Okay.
Yes.
Heat of the Moment from Asia, Vacation, the Go-Go's.
Okay.
Here's Up Where We Belong from Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes.
Oh, remember that?
Your long-distance dedication.
Your long-distance dedication. Dear Casey.
Mellencamp, Hurt So Good. Like, these are huge songs.
Yeah.
Always on My Mind, Willie Nelson.
Yes.
Fleetwood Mac, Hold On.
Yep. Good song.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm surprised there's not more country, because isn't that when Urban Cowboy came out? Or is it a little bit later, maybe?
Let's see.
Urban Cowboy might have been 80. So I was in Idaho when that came out.
1980 is right.
Okay.
So let's look at 1980 songs.
They had a bunch of songs off that album.
So we haven't followed up on that. We kind of let that out there, that David Whitehurst opened up a country western store. Remember, did you say?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And I remember where
that country and western store was, if it was kind of across from the mall.
I thought it was in the mall. Anyway, I'm bringing in the stuff I bought there.
When are you going to do that?
I don't know.
I'll do it when you do your hat?
Yes.
That have brought it in this morning. 1981, Kenny Rogers, Lady.
There you go.
Oh,
Eddie Rabbit, I Love a Rainy Night.
Absolutely. Eddie Rabbit.
Yep.
Juice Newton, Queen of Hearts.
Yep.
All country songs here.
What about Centerfold? Remember Centerfold?
Yep.
That was big. Yep.
Did Eddie Rabbit was at the Carlton. Did he die?
Yeah.
Yes, he's gone.
Young.
Yeah, he's young.
1981, Centerfold. Yep.
Yep. So there you go.
Yeah.
I remember all these songs.
That, and I know Jim doesn't believe me, but that was the time when you could have something really hard rocking.
Yes.
And then Love on the Rocks from Neil Diamond right next to it.
Love on the Rocks. That's okay. His pace in the song Love on the Rocks, okay, is what I had in my mind when I sang Ode to a Former Mayor.
Yep.
That's what I had in my mind.
Love on the Rocks. You had more on the rocks.
Ain't no big surprise. Pour me a drink. Yeah, I'll tell you some lies. I think you should do one, Ode to a Washed Up Sportscaster.
You know what?
I think you should.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I will do that. I'll have it done by the 26th.
Okay. What's the 26th?
Our anniversary.
June 26th.
We'll play Ode to a
Washed Up. Okay, and then Ode to a Washed Up Sportscaster.
Okay.
I like it. Todd, you in?
I'm all for it.
You might have to help me a little bit with that. But
well, first, you got to come up with a song. Lyrics. Well, you got to come up with a song that you want to use.
The lyrics
would
be pretty easy. Yeah, I'll sing that. That'll be okay.
I mean, you got Dennis from the glam band. You got Todd. You got two music aficionados like you can't believe.
And who's that guy that was here again? Garth Brooks guy?
Adam Lee.
I mean, I could
talk to Adam Lee about helping me. He's a good guy. He'll help
Maybe
me
they'll
out.
Sing backup.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Okay, this is going to be good. My mind's wandering.
Ode to a
Washed
Up Sportscaster and Ode to a Former Mayor.
Okay, we'll play those two things at our anniversary party.
I like it.
I think they should be performed live. And then the other thing is, what do you think about using Love on the Rocks as your go-to on that?
Mm-hmm.
Could you make that work? Yeah.
Johnny's on the block. Sleeping every night.
Yeah.
Give him some wine.
Head on the block.
I like it. You know what, though, you need? You need a backup singer.
I can do this.
No, you need a backup singer. Todd, Aisha.
Oh, that'd be great.
Aisha for backup
if
singer.
If nothing else, she could be like the backup group for Robert Palmer.
Yeah!
Right? She could be back there with the guitars and stuff.
Yes, that was big in the early 80s, too.
Can get Lisa Malik, maybe.
Yes, I like this.
Okay, I gotta write this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll figure something out. Let me think about it.
And you know what the name of them could be? It could be Jim Schmidt.
No.
And his honey pies.
What do you think? I love that.
I do too.
That would make sense with the female backups.
Right. Yeah.
But I
and honey pie being the dessert of choice we're serving that day.
Yeah.
I'm into this. How about you? I'm into it. What?
I think about it. Okay. But anyway, we're Ode to a Washed Up Sportscaster.
Yes.
Do you want Sportscaster or do you want what did you do?
Washed Up Guy?
Broadcaster?
Broadcaster, Sportscaster.
Either one. Whatever you want.
Okay.
Broadcaster's fine. Yeah. Whatever you want. Yeah.
Okay. This will be fun.
Okay.
All right, I got a little work. I can spend some work on this. Okay.
Excellent.
Now I got one more thing on my plate. I got my teaching.
You got 3 months.
I got my radio show. I got this.
You got 10 hours to watch TV.
I got a pound. I got to get through Suits. Okay. I just do, man. That is so addictive.
That's the priority. Huh?
I would go home and watch that. I'm not kidding you guys.
I know.
It's calling me.
I've been there, man. When you find a series like that you haven't seen.
Second time.
And the cool part is when you can watch them one after another. That's what's awesome.
It is. And no commercial breaks. Four seconds starts. And
yeah.
But this is weird. This is kind of like not alcohol, but it's like really, I really want
to. No, you get addicted to it.
I am. And this is only the second time in my life, you know. It was Breaking Bad back in 2017.
Right.
I ran the tables on that thing for, I think, 3 days.
Okay.
Just constant.
Okay.
Like, when I get up at 4 a.m. and run downstairs.
You have to watch
right.
I know. I'm with you.
That's weird.
I've been there. So we got Kathy Larkin on the phone. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Breaking Bad. Jim, I just started watching it over again because I never made it through the first time.
Oh.
I'm not sure why. I must have been in a weird place in my life, but I'm on season 3 right now, addicted to it.
I've got to watch that one. Everybody talks, but I've never seen it.
That, to me, of course, I don't watch a lot of TV, but that... Boy, that kept my attention. I just everything about that, the writing, the acting, everything about it is just great.
Phenomenal.
It is.
Yeah, it just hooks you in. I mean, it's like so yucky but riveting it's good. John, you would like it. I know.
I gotta watch it.
The beginning with that periodical chart when they just started, it kind of gets you into the whole chemistry of what's going on.
Yeah.
It's just very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Kathy, can you stick around? We want to talk about the women's basketball tournament. Just the whole thing that was Caitlin Clark. You're an aficionado on this stuff, and you've always been a big fan. So we're going to talk to you about that when we come back. Is that cool?
You bet.
Awesome.
I'm here. I want to talk.
Kathy Larkin. There we go. Back after this.
Gave you my heart, gave you my soul. You left me alone here with nothing to hold.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Linda was mine till the time that I found her. Holding Jim.
Holding Jim.
Loving
him. I used to play this on my trumpet.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
This was like, we were in grade school, though, when this thing came out, right?
Probably.
Sixth grade, seventh.
Did you think that was kind of cool? Written for you?
Oh, yeah, totally written for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't know that I will, but I feel I can find
it. Has Neil Diamond ever done anything not good?
No.
Never. Never.
Right.
Never. Never.
Well, maybe that one hairstyle and that and some of the clothes. But other than that, nothing he's ever done is bad. But,
yeah. Love
what
Neil
about,
Diamond.
But his acting.
His acting, he was not bad in, Kathy, what was that bizarre movie?
With the what's her name?
Not Adam Sandler.
No.
Oh, man.
I can't think of it now. He was in it, and the guy, Gerald McMurtry, who played the D.I. In Full Metal Jacket, played the football coach. Oh, what movie was that? Somebody help me out.
And somebody!
What is that?
I don't know. I can't think of it.
It's not Step Brothers, is it? No, it's not Step Brothers. The guy from Jack Black was in it, and they kidnapped the hot woman.
I didn't see it. So I don't
Todd, you with me on this?
I'm looking for it.
Okay. Yeah.
Kathy,
they
so...
They kidnapped the hot woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
So, Kathy, you're... Until it gets... really warm out, you're just gonna kind of hunker down in your home and watch the whole Breaking Bad?
Well, you know what I do, Jim, unfortunately, is I watch at night. You know, I go to bed at 9 o'clock and then I watch Netflix or whatever till I fall asleep, which sometimes, you know, when you're watching Breaking Bad,
oh, man,
isn't until probably 12:31 in the morning.
Right.
But yeah. I never needed a lot of sleep, and I just, it's my special time of the day or it night, is. I guess I should say. Yeah. I love that time when it's just me and my iPad in the dark watching, you know, really awesome series. I can just go, you know, one after the other.
All right. I know we're going to talk basketball, but have you watched Suits?
Saving Silverman.
Yes.
Saving Silverman. It just hit me. Saving Silverman.
Yep.
Never heard
Thank
of it.
You. That's the movie Neil Diamond was in.
Yep. Yeah, not the best actor.
No,
but who cares?
No,
it's music.
Not the best
though.
Movie.
Who cares if he can sing like that?
Exactly.
You know?
Absolutely. Somebody just texted, has John watched Reacher? Awesome. I have not.
That's also good.
I read some of the books. There was a series
they're
of books.
Good.
Reacher.
Yep.
They're really good. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, I love
books.
His character.
Yes.
Reacher, Jack Reacher. Yeah.
Yes.
It's, the series is good. The guy that they have playing Jack Reacher really works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the book.
It took him a season.
In the book,
to get into it.
In the book, you could pretty much visualize a guy like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
Yep. Who plays him?
I don't know the character.
I don't know who he is, the actor.
Oh.
Big guy, but you could just see in the book, the way they had him written is just from what I've seen of him, seems to be, I can see him playing that. Hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It was good.
Yep.
It's a great
guy.
Series.
Not like super good looking in a traditional way, but.
Alan Richson.
Yeah.
That's his name?
He's got a great. Great physique. I mean,
Isn't he like 6'4", 6'5"?
Cut. And he takes his shirt off more now, too, this last season.
Really? Okay.
You know,
nothing
wrong with some eye candy now and again.
Get sweaty out there when you're shooting.
Yeah. Ooh, it's warm in the studio right now.
Must be up to 64. Let me just take this off and get a little more comfortable. Yeah.
I said now and again.
Got it. So, Kathy, you got to tell us, man, what did you think of the NCAA tournament and the whole Caitlin Clark effect, and go from there?
Well, I mean, like it's all been said, and like anybody can say, it was phenomenal. And what it did, not just for women's basketball, but I think for women's sports in general, from all the way from, you know, female athletes on the court to the female people, you know, all the female people that were doing all the announcing, all the not just the play-by-play, but the studio announcing, the studio analysis done by all women. And the really cool thing about it, too, that I noticed that was really neat was that it was all women of color, which I think is something that's groundbreaking right there. But the tournament itself and Caitlin Clark, I mean, even Dawn Staley said it yesterday after the game from the podium, you know, gave Caitlin Clark props for what she's done and how she's elevated women's sports, especially the game of basketball. But I think, you know, it's going to have an effect on all women's sports because we've got a whole new generation now of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, women and boys. I mean, I know just as many boys that are watching, had watched the whole tournament alongside their dad and mom, just like the girls. And you see just as many boys out there as girls that want her autograph. But the tournament itself was phenomenal. The games were great. Yeah. I don't think there were many that were a disappointment to watch. They were all close. There is a little controversy here and there with calls, like there always is, you know, when everybody's fevered and it comes down to do or die time. I think it's, you know, controversies and calls get a little blown out of proportion sometimes because of, you know, how everybody's so into it. But Caitlin Clark, I don't know. I mean, I know we have Juju coming up too, but I think she's going to be long remembered as the woman who, since Billie Jean King did it, is the next woman to really get attention and impress and, you know, inspire a whole new generation of female athletes.
And displayed a talent level never seen before in women's basketball. Oh, so she broke down.
Absolutely.
I mean, she was shooting from 30 feet. And it's kind of like the thing where psychologically, they said when Roger Bannister was the first man to ever break a mile, then there were like 10 others that did it right afterwards.
Right after that.
Because psychologically, it's like, oh, wait
can't
a minute.
Do it.
We can do this. So women, I got a feeling their range is all of a sudden going to expand because of her.
Yeah, she broke the barrier.
All the young girls are going to be practicing threes all the time now.
Right.
It used to be free throws, which, you know, a few of them could use a little more practice there.
Yeah.
But, you know, which always bothers me. But, absolutely, John, you're totally correct. I think it's going to change the face of the game. I mean, the game's already changed so immensely in the last 40 years, even in the last 20. I mean, the level of women's basketball, it's there. And I'm excited to see, you know, all of these seniors going into the WNBA draft. I haven't always been a big, huge fan of the WNBA any more than the NBA, but I'm going to be paying attention and, you know, I'm probably going to start watching it a little more.
That's exactly what I was saying earlier.
It was phenomenal.
I don't think I've ever watched a WNBA game from start to finish. And if Caitlin Clark's first game is on in the WNBA, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I just...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would just...
You know, and the pressure that she was under that entire tournament and for the last couple months, and to still come out and perform, even when she had games that weren't as up to her level that she thinks she should be at, she still got her 26, 30 points.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look at yesterday. They came out just blazes. But, you know, I think part of it, too, is that South Carolina just had such a deep bench. I mean, they have 10 players that can play. And none of their players played over 28 minutes in that game.
Yeah.
Where Caitlin Clark and, you know, her teammates mostly all played the entire game.
And their
game.
Size.
And that's going to, well, the size. Yeah, that's just like Zach Edey for Purdue.
Yeah.
I mean, why is Purdue in the championship tonight?
Yep.
Zach Edey.
Absolutely.
Sorry, but that's
truth.
It.
Yep.
I just think, I mean, she's just a great basketball player, but I worry about just the pressure she's on for the image.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And you look at like Michael Phelps, right? I mean, he has more gold medals than anybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, he smokes weed one time and his friend ratted him out.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that with social media, everything she does is
going
to be under the spotlight. Just let her. I mean, she's a kid. I mean,
And that I want to talk about this when we get back.
Me too. I worry about that.
But I think it was really, really low class how some people kept sniping at her during this run. Don't you, Kathy?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, geez.
Yeah, come on. She's a young lady.
Exactly.
People forget she's a college student.
Absolutely.
She's trying to finish her college.
Stick around, Kath. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Busted pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Well, the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association had a wonderful bull sale on Saturday down in Platteville and online. What was the key to their success, or at least one of them? I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Alan Arndt, who's president of the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association and a Janesville area beef producer himself, says a lot of it is the data that they were offering to buyers on Saturday during the big event. He said information is power, but trusting that information is key.
Marketing has changed. There's people selling bulls on the internet every day. And they're selling a picture, they're selling a haircut, they're selling a pedigree. But most of those, I should say some of those people, are selling bulls that don't have performance data gathered by a third party. So is he really all they think he is? He may be. And then again, he may have been pampered pretty hard to look good for that picture, and nobody really knows till you get him home.
Alan Arndt, president of the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association. They sold 55 bulls on Saturday, averaging $4,835 each. That's about $700 more than they brought last year. Top two bulls, $7,000 each for a Simmental bull that ended up in Schulzberg and another Red Angus bull that ended up in Spencer. Bulls this year ended up going to Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, and Montana. Markets are next.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
We're changing it up on our next farm adventure east. I'm PM Yankee. Come on along. We're going to Cape Cod, October 19th through the 26th, starting in Boston and visiting a nearby dairy, then out to Martha's Vineyards, where we'll find out about alpacas and experience a sand dunes adventure, plus cranberry production. They don't do it like we do. Visit holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM for more information and a travel video, or call 888-557-1024 brochure. On Friday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained 8 cents to 153. 40-pound block cheese was up 7.5, 151.5, while AA butter gained a penny, 2.94 a pound. This morning, our May Class 3 milk is up 11 at 16.52. December corn's down a penny at 4.71. November beans down a penny, 11.83. July new crop wheat down 3 right now at 5.78 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand so far, rolling into a Monday trade session. I am Farm Director PM Yankee.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, a few off and on showers, otherwise mostly cloudy. 42 tomorrow, a sprinkle or two in the morning. Clearing in the afternoon, 59 by Wednesday, partly cloudy, with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTechStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Fast with a really full cup of coffee.
No.
That's one of the rules. You can't do it. Welcome back. Mine of the Mayor here on a Monday morning. Kathy Larkin joining us. Rob Zerjaff will be joining us from the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in a little bit. But, Kath, first of all, we were talking about that, about the Caitlin Clark. I've never seen someone so good who keeps her nose clean, gets so many slings and arrows and things like that coming her way. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I think it's, you know, I don't know what it is exactly. Jealousy. Just not liking to see someone who people might consider perfect, which we all know isn't the case. And I'm sure Caitlin Clark would be the first one to admit that. But people forget that, you know, these are young women, young men, you know. And I guess the only redeeming thing here is that these guys grew up with this a little bit, too. It's not like us, who we didn't have this as a part of our life growing up. They're a little more used to it. But the pressure that she's been under, and I think, like I said before the break, people forget these are college students. Yeah. You know, they're also trying to finish a degree while they're doing all this other stuff. I mean, think of the media attention, the social media attention, trying to get your classes done, all the practice, the travel. I could never have done that. I mean, when I was her age, I was already a college dropout for 2 years. You know, so yeah. Well, you know, I give her all the credit in the world. All those student athletes.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, I read a thing on Tim Tebow where he had to stop going to class because it got so bad with people around Christmas. People, everybody would come into class with like a football in a bag or something that they were going to get their dad for Christmas. And Johnny Manziel, yeah. Although he was a nut job too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
unfortunately,
but he had to stop going to class just because I get stopped so many times just trying to get to a class. So I can imagine what it's like for Caitlin Clark, because she seems like the most accessible mega star you'll ever find. You know?
Right. And, you know, I think the thing that's great for Caitlin Clark is that she's got a lot of family support. You know, she grew up in the Midwest. You know, not all student athletes have what she has at home.
Right.
Or have that kind of environment behind them.
Right.
I mean, she's probably, you know, maybe 50%, not even maybe, that have that. So at least she seems like she had a good, solid upbringing and parents who keep her in check. You know, when she starts to get a little whiny on the court,
her dad sets her straight.
Yeah, they set her straight. And I heard, you know, I think John, you were the one that said they took videos of her when she was being kind of whiny and crabby. Yep. And
they set
and
her
looking
down.
Forward to seeing that special coming out about the athletes that they followed. But so it seems like she at least has a checks and balances system. But what about those that don't?
Well, you know what happens? I'll tell you what happens in so many situations. And we could get college basketball coaches on here to talk about this, but it would almost have to be once they're retired and open up about this.
Right. You know, they can't talk about it.
Exactly.
Otherwise.
Because they're still dealing with these kinds of people. What happens with a lot of these recruits, a lot of the big time D1 type recruits, and even the borderline recruits, they get these guys. Yes. And so many of them come from single family households. Right. And the guy that kind of takes that place, people that are involved with AAU and different things like that, and really latch themselves onto these guys.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's not the best advice, the best information.
Or relationship in the
first place. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times, and I've seen it personally. I've seen it so many times you can't believe, and that's just with a little UWGB, but talk with the coaches about other places where as soon as the kid hits some kind of a bump in the, you know, which everybody does, even if you're not playing college sports, it's like, oh man, that coach doesn't know what he has in you. You're right. He doesn't know what he, you know what I mean?
Yep. Right.
Oh yeah.
And
it's
I can
everywhere.
See,
and now
exactly.
It's on social media coming at him.
Absolutely. So that's what I mean. So that support staff that she's had all her life, I think that has been a huge factor for her.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's kept her on the straight and narrow. It's kept her focused. And, you know, that's hard to do at that age anyway, at least
right.
it was for me.
Yeah, me
and
too.
John, I'm sure for you too.
Yeah.
Jim, you know, he was special. So, for Jim.
So what do you think this is going to do, like, for women's basketball? I mean, she's been a great role model type thing. And, you know, because here's the thing that I have to say this with a caveat. I remember when Tiger Woods exploded onto the scene. And they said, you watch, 20 years from now, there are going to be so many great young black players on the PGA Tour.
Right. Because,
but it just didn't work out because a lot of them didn't have access to golf courses and driving range
exactly.
and the things that Tiger did. I mean, you can want it, but, man, you got to have all the dominoes fall in place for it to really happen.
Yep. It's just like hockey. I mean,
yeah.
How many, you know, it's an expensive sport. It's an expensive AAU club sport for kids to be in, for families to support. So, it goes to, you know, the privilege. I mean, that's just the truth of it.
However,
I think at least basketball, you know, it's not like it's a super expensive sport, but any sport that you play club ball in is gets spendy for families.
Yep.
I just want to say probably the least cost of entry is basketball.
No question. I mean, look there's
at the
hoop at a park.
Look at the right. I was
Absolutely.
Just going to say the city, the basketball courts. Just you know, in our little city here, then you know, the Boys and Girls Club. It's $5 a year for your membership, right?
Yeah.
$5 a year,
think,
and they've got great
those
basketball.
Are gonna, but going to get start getting packed with kids.
But they don't have pools. They don't have tennis courts. They don't have golf clubs.
Sport.
But but I'm just saying that basketball, this is really going to elevate more. You just said boys and girls, but I think people are really going to jump into that. But this isn't hockey. This isn't golf. This isn't lacrosse. I mean, this is something that everyone has pretty good access to in most communities.
And it's a person, she's 6 foot tall, which is very average for women's sports these days.
Yeah.
But, you know, she didn't have any overriding physical characteristic that separated her from anywhere else. So a 7-year-old girl could be sitting there and saying, you know, she just did this by working really, really, really hard.
Right.
And
hard.
That's the truth. Yep. You know, it's not like some boys, you know, Nolan Ryan said he was just blessed. He could throw 90 miles an hour when he was like, you know, 12. You know, couldn't hit a barn with. But, you know, you're given some of those, whatever, however you want to call it, where you say God-given or whatever given. You know, you're just chromosomally, you know,
get
this
advantage.
Well,
look at LeBron James.
Yes.
Right. He's one.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, I got a text here, Kathy. Is the Heideman girl from Green Bay Southwest still playing in the WNBA? I don't know.
I think she is. I'm going to Google that when we get. But I'm pretty sure I looked at that, I think, just a year ago, and she was playing. I can't remember what team, but she was playing in
Natasha,
the WNBA.
Wasn't it? Natasha?
Natasha Heideman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she was phenomenal.
Yep.
She was unreal.
Yep.
No. But anyway, I just want to get your views on that whole thing, Kathy, because I know you'd say it like it is and cut straight to the chase.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. It was so fun to watch, and it was fun to be able to go places and talk about it with almost everybody.
Yeah.
And they all knew what was going on. So that was a first.
Yep.
That you could talk about women's basketball tournament with everywhere you went with anybody. I mean,
yep.
That's never happened to me before.
Never.
That was awesome.
Never. And I just got a text here, Minnesota Lynx.
Yes. She is with Minnesota. Well, that's a game I want to go see when the Lynx play the Fever.
Oh.
Which I actually already looked. I think it's not till the end of the WNBA season, late summer. I might have to go to that game.
That'd be something, wouldn't it? See those two?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. All right, my friend. Well, it's great having you on.
Well, you boys be good. Have a good week. Enjoy the nice weather.
I know. And the eclipse. You going? You going to watch it?
This afternoon.
Right. 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't have any special glasses, but I'm going to go out and see. It's going to be a little cloudy, but we'll see what we can see.
Well,
I might watch it on TV, though.
Yeah, get glasses if you're going to go watch it, though. Go to Menards or just go to the Meijer grocery stores. They all have them there, and they're like a dollar.
Okay.
But
all
get them because you don't hurt your eyes.
I'm not a fixed income, but I can maybe afford those.
I don't know if I'm going to trust my retinas to something that costs a dollar.
Well, that is true.
I got to be honest with you.
It doesn't seem right.
Yeah. I don't feel real confident.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That is.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah,
you get what you pay for.
I think it's going to be cool, so I'm out there.
Hey, Kathy Larkin, thank you very much. Thanks for filling in when Jim was gone. I had a great time with you here.
It was fun. I'm glad Jim had a good vacation,
too. That was great. Loved it.
Awesome.
And thank you, Kathy. Yeah, and,
you bet.
People love listening to you, as we always did for all those years. So, yeah, we got to have you back. You can even join us when Johnny and I are both in the studio. It's
Absolutely.
Fun to have all three of us.
No
so
question
that's
about
cool
it.
Too, so.
Open
Anytime
door.
I can I'm always going out for coffee, so I can stop by anytime. You just let me know.
And we got the new,
I love you guys.
Got the new place opening up here pretty soon, right next door.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
So that'll be nice. Yeah.
Get Sean on here.
We'll make sure you come exactly when it opens. So you'll be the first customer.
Okay.
All right.
It's a date.
Deal.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, Kathy Larkin.
Thanks,
you're the
Kathy.
Best.
Yep.
Take care of it.
Be good.
See you. Bye. Nice.
Did she?
Great.
Why does she know so much about sports?
Well, she played sports, but she was the announcer for GB Women for a lot of years.
Okay.
For the PA announcing, everything. Yeah. No, she's great. She is an aficionado. She knows it like you can't believe. So she's awesome. Also, if this is for Kathy, I text her. Season 3 is coming out. So that must be of what? Reacher? Or which show?
Well, it's not
Reacher?
It's not Breaking Bad. I mean, that thing ran.
No. And then I got this text. The Brown County Library is giving away glasses for free, 2 pair per family. I might run there and get some. What?
You're just complaining about you wouldn't trust your eyes for a dollar. You can trust them for free?
Yeah, I'm not going to waste a dollar on it.
All right. The Brown County Library, we can walk there after the show.
Yes, we could.
Would the library steer us wrong, Jim?
Not if Mary Jane's in charge.
That's right. That is true.
Let me tell
Mary
you that
Jane
right
Herbert,
now.
If she's got her foot in this thing, we're going to be fine. We are going to be. If she's and Sue Lagerman, who
love Sue.
Right.
She's the best.
Okay. I guess that's where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we can make a donation, right? Okay. John's like, why?
Well, I don't. You know what?
Free is free.
John's looking at me like, what?
A donation?
Isn't it nice they're doing that?
Doing what? Oh, I see. Give them a few bucks for the glasses.
Right.
Oh, I thought you meant like a $1,000 donation or something.
No. I'm talking about
absolutely.
Okay, absolutely. That's what I was saying.
Absolutely.
I have a question for you guys. Do you remember last week we had Bab Smith on?
Yeah.
She is the woman who was on the Wheel of Fortune,
yeah,
but she also kayaks and they're putting apple trees in Appleton.
Put us to shame once again.
She did.
She reached out wondering if the two of you would show up on planting day and plant the tree that we're putting in our names.
When is it?
Yes.
I believe it's the 9th or 10th of May.
Day of the week, is it probably Saturday?
I'll get some details for you.
Thursday, Friday.
I could be off on
that. We're in Madison on the 4th.
Yep.
Yep. I could do it. We could do that.
So can I.
Yeah.
We can do that.
I'll get you details.
What time is it? Do you know?
Let's see. Thursday, May 9th, 10 a.m.
I'm in.
We got to get going.
We're in.
Well, we're here till 9. Oshkosh.
Yeah. The way you drive, we'll be there 9:20.
This is in Appleton, so it's not that far, right?
Yeah. I think you said Oshkosh. Okay,
no,
Appleton.
Yes.
All right, that's right, the apple trees. Okay.
By the way,
Use
of the fly, Todd.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Why did you bring that up?
Use of the fly, 97% of men say they never use their fly. Only 3% say yes.
So 97% of our listeners out there would not notice if their wife played a prank on them by sewing up the fly. All right. I don't know what that says about a person, but
me
just throw
either.
It out there.
I'm starting to worry a little bit.
Yeah.
Something we have not talked about.
What's that?
What percent of those 97 don't wear underwear, John?
No, okay. Todd.
Yes.
Big Wayne.
Big Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Big Wayne sounded fantastic on statewide news here today, talking about the effects of the eclipse on bees.
Yeah, I reached out to him on
that. He is now the state authority figure when it comes to bees.
And he got his start right here.
Right here.
On Mino and the Mayor.
Right here. Right here.
We made him.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to put it that way. But it's true.
We made him a star. No, but that's interesting, right? His bees, he wants to see how they react to the darkness.
Right.
Yes.
They would have never called him.
Because it throws
their
whole rhythm out of whack.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But even though that may have been on someone's mind, they wouldn't have called him unless it would have been for us.
And he sounded great.
Yes, he was great.
Well, Big
he
Wayne, if does, you're right? listening, man, that was impressive.
Wayne, that was great.
I was waiting for him to break in a UP story or two when I was at Northern Michigan.
Did they play
time.
His intro music?
What's the button? No, yeah. they did not.
Okay.
No.
All right, I got
hit by a snowplow. You ever hear that story?
Yes.
Oh, God. Big Wayne. He sounded great, though. Good for him.
Yes.
Rob Surjoff, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. President is coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we got more to talk about and take part in our pool for tonight's game. Back after this. Save tomorrow for tomorrow. Think about today instead. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could give you facts and figures. Why did you do so? When do we? Why did you do so? When do we?
To know why you're obsessed with fighting. Times and things you can't defy. You knew the path we were riding. You'd understand it less than
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Mino the Mayor here on a Monday morning getting it started. Looks like the start of spring today. 45 degrees in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton. 44 in Oshkosh, nice forecast this week in the 60s. And now you can kind of, well, what? Okay, did you drain your snowblower yet?
Yes.
I thought, you know what, I'm going to give it one more.
No, I know.
Because,
no.
Boy, if you get one, worried about if it. You get one bad one now, it's going to be real bad.
Yeah, I know.
So I thought one more week.
Nope, it's, okay. I'm done with my snowblower. I would have to shovel. But no, I think we're good. I think we're out of the woods now.
Okay. Brewers on WISS tonight, 5:05 pregame, take down the Cincinnati Reds. Exciting young Brewers team. It really is.
But, okay, it's only, what, 6, 7, 8 games?
Yeah, yeah. But, man, but they look good.
They look really good. Exciting
it's
young
kind of
team.
Exciting.
Yeah, and Charo, who could be one of the best players in the league at such a young age, it's going to be fun. It's going to be, they can, especially losing Corbin Burns and losing their best reliever. Yeah. And so you got to get some of these wins early in the season. They add up.
So. We got to go to a game.
I'm in.
Let me know when.
No, I mean, really, you guys, we got to go to a game. Okay. I mean, I haven't been, it's been, we got to go at least one or two games a year, but I just love, well, it's not called Miller Park. What's it called now? American
AmFam.
Family?
Yep.
AmFam. That's just a great place. So yeah, look at all the people out there today. I mean,
yeah, what's going on?
There's a lot
a
of people.
Big convention or something?
There's got to be a convention at KI because there have been people walking by our studio.
And they're all really well dressed.
Yes, all morning. So there must be some like college recruitment thing.
Something.
Or,
but yeah, just
or like maybe they look
drove good. After drove,
right. Right? Young professionals,
yeah,
they're not in radio. We know that
they are not in radio. They're wearing better clothes than yes. either one of I have worn this during yes. the entirety of this show.
That is, there's something big going yeah. on over there. Something hey, big. So today's, you know, we kind of glossed over this Zoo Lovers Day. Do you have? Did you do zoos when you were like the
we
Mr.
had
Dad?
We had the Marquette County Zoo, which was you could go and. See that same raccoon that's been there for 40 years.
No, wasn't that
same whatever.
You mean the Milwaukee Zoo?
No, Marquette. We had a little zoo in Marquette.
Oh, up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was our zoo. I went to the Milwaukee Zoo one time when I was a kid. I was blown away. I couldn't believe it.
That's Samson? Remember
oh,
that?
Yeah, yep. I remember Samson. Yep. Absolutely.
That was so cool.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
That is a good zoo. I mean, you know, got a good zoo is Manitowoc.
Yes. I know, for a little town.
Are right. you guys going to move there? Are you guys leaving?
Yeah, but we like the lake, right? I mean, I don't know.
It,
is that you?
No.
What was that?
Somebody's phone. Jim, did you lose your phone again?
I want you to answer it live on the air,
yeah,
Jim.
Jim, is it? Okay. So he walks out this his whole briefcase. His phone starts ringing deep in his briefcase. He has to carry his whole briefcase out of the studio to answer the phone. Okay.
Wow. It's like a secret phone or
it
something,
is.
Right?
It's like, what is that? Where's that coming from?
It's that mayor phone that they have.
Yeah.
When the call
like
comes
the
in,
phone.
They.
Yeah, there's that special one.
That's kind of funny. We never see Jim and Batman in the same room together.
When he was mayor, he used to have somebody right on his hip all the time carrying that.
Yeah.
Yeah, carrying that phone.
I can't even find it. I heard it. Jeez.
Oh, that's funny. I'm sorry, but that was funny. It's ringing right here, and you don't even know where it is. Yes. No.
Is it a regular phone, or is that a secondary phone or something?
It's not underneath your calendar thing there, is it?
Oh, is that it?
Right here. It's not here, is it? What's that? That's a pen. Okay, never mind. I heard it, though,
A right?
pocket? A pocket, possibly? In your pocket?
Oh, maybe that's it. No?
You know, you got to admit, he's older than me.
I read the newspaper every day.
Find it. It's not in here.
I'm not going to dig through your thing to try to find your phone.
You never know what you might come out with.
I have no idea what there might be a big wad of cash you'd forgot about from something. You never know. All right. No lock?
Nothing yet?
Nothing? Nothing. Okay.
Should I call you so that you can find it?
I mean, it might be important if somebody's calling you in the middle of a show.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Boy, he's pulling out checkbooks. He's pulling out a little bit of everything.
I swear to God, you guys, I cannot find this phone.
All right. Don't worry.
I'm going to try and call you.
Okay. Here we go.
Is it ringing?
That wasn't my phone. That was your phone, Johnny.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Then how come it's not ringing? Todd just called. Oh, wait. It is here. Okay.
Did you find it?
I did.
And?
All right. That's fine.
I have no calls.
Okay. Well, anyway,
who was it?
People call it. My show we tape on Thursdays for the Sunday show,
yep.
And it was. I called three people yesterday. Said, "Look, listen to the show."
Okay. Gotcha.
I said, there's some more. Look at all those students.
I know.
John.
This is
Todd,
unbelievable.
There's got to be 100.
And they're
kids.
All dressed alike.
They're all wearing black.
Everybody's wearing black shirts and black.
But it's not like goth. It's like dressed up. It's nice looking black.
Yeah, they all get the big name tags and stuff. Oh, Todd's going out there to ask him who they are. Todd ran up there. I thought, who's this crazy guy running after them?
Right.
It's Todd.
They started running.
Yeah. There's a big bus that pulled up over there, too.
It was
kind of a thing. Yeah.
Okay.
But boy, what a bunch of well-dressed people, young people.
But I, just a shout out to Zoos again. I want to just talk about
like this
the
creepy
San
guy
Diego.
Running down the sidewalk chasing
that
them
was a little,
at all.
That
come
was a little
here,
weird, right.
Girl. When the hell are you?
You.
Yeah. FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America.
Okay.
So that makes sense, right? Does that make sense,
yeah,
John?
It does.
A group we'd never be in? Yes.
Yeah. Did they tell them all to wear black? Have you noticed
Maybe.
Everybody's wearing black?
Yeah. Well,
maybe.
I thought it was a cult thing or something. Yeah.
I did too at first. I know. All right. So now we know.
Yes.
I got a thing here. I'm dying laughing at Jim digging his briefcase. You know, you got to remember, people can watch you.
Right. We're on. I forget we're on there. Todd gets mad at me once in a while. Yeah, you're just reading the paper. You should be more into the show. Like, oh, yeah. Sorry, man.
Oh.
They can see you doing that.
Lordy. Yes.
Anyway, so summer vacations. I think it's really important that families on your way to wherever you're going stop and see a zoo. Cincinnati Zoo is awesome.
Okay.
San Diego Zoo is awesome.
Okay.
There's just great.
The DeYoung Family Zoo in the UP is awesome.
There's just great, great zoos.
Yes.
And to see.
Hey, actually, let's try and give Carrie a quick call.
All right.
Carrie was going to be a guest of ours last week.
The weather was bad.
And they got hit so bad up in that area around Stevenson. I think they were down with the power for like 3 days.
And the schools were closed.
Schools were all closed. Yep. Couldn't get anywhere. Yeah,
we
got to
get them back on here.
I can't wait for her to come down and bring some animals.
And you can learn so much at a zoo. I think that's.
Yeah.
What zoo did we go to? But, you know, those flamingos are cool, right? Those pink, whatever, flamingos, and they all stand on one leg. So I took a picture of the kids just standing on one leg. Just a picture I remember.
Okay. All right.
But
all right.
No, giraffes. I've always been a
huge,
the monkeys are the best.
Well, monkeys.
And the gorillas, I meant.
I'm a huge fan of the reptile area. Love the snakes, things like that.
No, I'll breeze through that.
Bud had one up there that was 14 feet long. He had a python that was 14 feet long up there.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if he still has that or not.
Yeah, but then you go to some of those zoos where they got the those panda bears.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just cool stuff that you just don't see. So.
But
anyway,
I will put the DeYoung Family Zoo against any zoo in America.
All right, we're
and
going
I really
there.
Truly mean that.
Zoo Lovers Day. I am one of those people.
Can you try to get a hold of Carrie, Todd?
We'll do.
Thanks, buddy. We're going to set a quick break. Mine on the Mayor. Back after this.
where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey everybody, Todd Alball. Monday noon to 2, President Biden is in Wisconsin, and we'll have it for you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.